track 8, and we come to letters to the editor. There are 3 letters in the paper today, and as usual, it seems common these days, there are 2 letters, one by Mike Baldwin of Thorverton and one by Jeremy Hall. And these are about not local issues, these are about global and political issues. So we have decided not to read them. There is just one letter from Martin Keane from Dawlish, who writes, "An eyesore all round. Dawlish Manor House has had an exterior refurbishment. I'm not sure about the inside. I assume the money for that ultimately comes from the taxpayer in one form or another. It looks very nice. However, let's talk about what really matters. Cross the stream by the one available bridge, because the other one was removed and never replaced due to cost. Once over the other side, this is what you find. Trees and bushes uncut on the footpaths that you have to duck constantly. The footpaths are covered in leaves, as it appears it never gets swept. Overall, it is a disgusting eyesore for the holidaymakers, families and visitors. We have the new hay that is dumping ground for dog mess and dog mess bags, since Teignbridge no longer wanted to lease the land from Exeter Diocese, and as a consequence, all dog mess bins have been removed. Moving on to the lawn in Dawlish, limited all of last winter and the best part of this summer due to improvement works, even the carnival is reduced to what it could have been, creating more money for the various charities, etc. Finally, to conclude, the public side of the manor is an eyesore." And that concludes the letters for this week.